Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show.
Welcome now to our show. Here's a friend you all know. Charlotte Greenwood is with us again.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Charlotte Greenwood is brought to you this Sunday and every Sunday at this time by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards to remind you that every time you want to remember someone, you'll find a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say and the way you want to say it. So when you choose a card, look on the back for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Like the word sterling on silver, those words, a Hallmark card, mean finest quality, mean that you cared enough to send the very best. Yes, don't forget, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And here is our star, that lovable lady of stage, screen, and radio, Charlotte Greenwood. City of Lakeview to see how Charlotte's getting on with her job of bringing up, bringing out, and bringing in. Bringing up the Barton children, bringing out their better qualities, and bringing in enough for them to live on. One of the Barton estate assets is a lunchroom, which through Charlotte's efforts is now on a paying basis. It's Friday evening, and Charlotte's right there now with the Barton children, Barbara and Jack. And she's saying,
Barbara, you better hurry.
Yeah, Barbara, will you get off that phone?
Oh, keep quiet, Jack. What, Gloria? Yes, the whole gang of us are going up to Boulder Lodge for the winter sports. He said what? He did?
If you ask me, Aunt Charlotte, you made a mistake putting that phone booth in here.
Now, that phone booth is very handy. When I want privacy, I simply step in there, drop in a nickel, ask for a number, and I'm completely cut off from the rest of the world.
Professor Davis told you that? What else did he say?
Look, Barbara, that phone was put in for servicemen. The Army and Navy have first call on phones.
Yeah. All they need is a phone. Most soldiers and sailors already have a pretty good line.
Okay, Gloria, I'll see you Monday.
Yeah, and about time.
Oh, while you were standing there, you might have been looking for the ski wax.
Junior's got it. He's right outside with Mr. and Mrs. Gregory.
Oh, is Junior going too?
Of course. He's a champion skier. He takes cuts.
So that's what's happened to my chinaware, huh?
Oh, Aunt Charlotte. I mean, he wins trophies for winter sports.
Well, that's what he says.
Oh, Jack, don't be so hasty. Anyhow, skiing isn't so hard.
No, anybody can learn it in a half a dozen sittings.
Hey, you better break yourself and saddle outside, kid. Play's going to be long in about 2 ticks.
Junior, what's this I hear about you being a skiing champ?
Huh, champ ain't the word.
Well, then how about chump?
Huh? Oh, is that so? Well, I'll have you know I've been skiing since I was 3 years old.
Must be a little tired by now.
Junior, tell Aunt Charlotte about the time you stalked a moose on skis.
Oh, boy, this ought to be good. A moose on skis.
Oh, the moose wasn't on skis. Please take it. I was stalking them on skis. Yes, there I was stalking and stalking and stalking.
Come on, Junior, less stalking and more action.
Oh, less talking. Oh, Miss Greenwood, you're smoother than a peeled grape.
Come on now, Junior, come on. What about that moose?
Moose? Oh, yeah, the moose, yes. Well, I saw it up at Boulder Lodge.
Wait a minute. You saw a moose at Boulder Lodge?
Yeah.
Well, there hasn't been a moose up there for 100 years.
There hasn't? How time flies. Well, sure, anyway.
Well, now look, Junior.
Jack, let him tell it.
Well, I looked up and I saw this big moose, so I
just where was the moose, Junior?
So I says to myself, I says,
where was it?
I says it'd be a shame to shoot this noble animal. That's what I said. I said that. So I turned around and
Junior, just where was the moose?
In the hotel lobby. It had its head sticking through the wall over the fireplace.
Junior, you mean the moose has been stuffed?
Well, here we all. Oh, now, where are my mittens?
Oh, Barbara, for Pete's sake, you girls are certainly good at losing stuff.
Oh, dear, isn't it the truth? And yet they say women are poor losers.
Well, come on, let's get going. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Charlotte. Bye for me, Jack.
Goodbye. Have a good time.
Say, Miss Greenwood.
Hey, Junior, you coming?
Just a second. Say, Miss Greenwood, just how do you ski?
Why, Junior, don't you know?
Well, a young fella has to learn sometime. Now, look, getting down to Casey, what's the hardest thing about skiing down an icy hill?
Junior, when you come right down to it, the hardest thing is the ice.
Oh, no fooling, Miss Greenwood. I'd like
to...
Yes, I'm coming. Hold that sleigh. That's right. Oh, excuse me, mister.
Take it easy, buddy.
Well, I didn't aim to bump into you. Didn't see you come in.
Yes, sir. Watch out, Junior. The Marines have landed. One Marine, anyway. So long, Junior. Have fun. Well, son, what can I do for you?
I want something to eat. In a hurry.
Yes, I think we have some sandwiches left. Let's see. On a furlough?
Yeah.
I thought so. We have a lot of soldiers around here, but we don't see many Marines. Yes, there is a cheese sandwich. Is that all right?
Okay.
Live here in Lakeview?
Well, No, not exactly. I live about 30 miles from here. How much is a sandwich?
For visiting Marines, the ceiling price is zero.
Okay, well, thank you, but you know
but I... hold it. Now, wait, I'll get you a plate.
That's okay. I'll eat this on the run. I'm catching the Mound City bus.
Oh, but the Mound City bus is gone.
Gone? It can't be. Your clock there says...
That's 5 minutes slow.
I've got to get out of town. I've got to get out of here tonight. When's the next bus?
Not till 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
But I can't wait that long. By tomorrow morning, it'll be too...
Is there anything the matter, son?
No, there isn't anything the matter. Only you haven't any place to stay.
Oh, yes, I know how it is. The rooms are pretty scarce. I've got it. Look, we've got a big house and plenty of room if you
want... No, that's out. I wouldn't want to come barging in on anybody.
Oh, but right now, there's nobody at home except for Robert, my little nephew, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
Oh.
Yes, you can stay tonight, and then you can catch the bus the first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
All right. Then it's all settled? I don't know your name.
My name's Mike Scott.
I'm glad to know you, Mike. I'm Charlotte Greenwood. Now, finish your sandwich, and then we'll go.
Oh, just one thing. I'd rather you wouldn't tell anybody I'm staying at your place. You see, the service might not like it.
Robert? I'm out here in the kitchen. Robert, is that you?
No, ma'am. Me, Mike.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Well, where do you think you're going?
Catching that bus.
Yes, but your bus doesn't go till 9 o'clock. It's only a little after 7. I'm getting your breakfast.
Now, look, I'm very thankful for everything, but it's about time you got something straight, Mrs. Greenwood.
And it's about time you got something straight, young man. It isn't Mrs. Greenwood, it's Miss Greenwood.
Oh, excuse me, ma'am. I'm sorry.
You're sorry. Now, take off your overcoat and get ready for breakfast.
But I tell you what... Who's that at the door?
I don't know. Probably the milkman. Why?
Nothing except... I think I will stay for breakfast. I'll run back upstairs and get my things.
Hello there, Judge Cronin.
Good morning, Miss Greenwood. Do I surprise you?
Not at all, Judge. Life itself is so surprising that I'm only surprised by a surprise that's surprising enough to surprise me.
Well, I'm not surprised. What did you say? What was that?
Oh, come in.
Oh, thank you.
My, but you look dapper this morning.
I've only a moment to stay. I simply dropped in to leave you some recent statistics on that Barton mining property.
Oh, I love statistics. They're so fascinating. For instance, I was reading that 50% of the married people in this country are women.
Well, that's a very interesting idea. I didn't get that quite.
Well, I'll look this over as soon as I have time.
The geologist turns in quite a favorable report. But personally, however, I'm still a bit doubtful that the mine will pay out.
Why should you be doubtful?
Because, Miss Greenwood, wise men always doubt. Only a nitwit is certain.
Are you sure of that?
Absolutely certain. I get... No, wait. I mean, it's just good horse sense. Or to be more explicit.
You don't have to be more explicit. I know what horse sense is. It's something that a horse has that keeps him from betting on people.
Yes.
No,
Oh, dear. Something's boiling over in the kitchen. Excuse me, Judge.
Certainly. May I use your phone? Thank you. Lakeview 2828. That's right. Thank you. Hello? Hello, is this Finchley, 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 and Finchley? I'd like to speak to Mr. Smith. Yes, yeah. Smith, you know, he married one of the Finchley girls. Yes. Hello? Oh, Smith, this is Cronin. I want to tell you is this Smith? Good, this is Cronin. Yes, I want to tell you that I'm on my way down to meet that Marine hero. That's right, Carmichael Scott. Oh, he's terrific. He'll probably get the Congressional Medal. Now, look, about that mortgage. Scott doesn't know that his parents are about to lose their farm. So we've got to keep this a complete surprise. Hey, can you see him when I hand him the check to pay off the mortgage? And he there's ample time to pay it off. They can't foreclose until midnight tonight. Or to be precise, 1 minute past midnight. By that time, we'll have his signature and clear up everything. Sure, he arrives in Lakeview this morning. Oh, we timed it perfectly. Quiet. You women all curiosity.
A woman without curiosity would be a curiosity.
Yes. Oh, my stars. 7:20, I will have to rush. Scott will be at the City Hall in 10 minutes.
Scott? Did you say Scott?
Yes, Carmichael Scott, the Marine War hero. The Merchants Association is presenting him with a check, and after that, there's going to be a reception and a big parade. I must go.
Judge Cronin, wait.
Some other time, Miss Greenwood. I haven't a moment.
Judge!
Goodbye.
Carmichael Scott.
Greenwood, he gone yet?
Yes, he's gone. You can come on down now, Carmichael.
Huh?
I said Carmichael. You are Carmichael Scott, aren't you?
Well, yes, but...
Gosh, let me have a look at you. Imagine you being in our house.
Now, wait a minute, ma'am.
But Lakeview's waiting to give you a big reception. What's the matter? Why aren't you there?
Because I don't rate a reception.
Oh, it's all right for you to feel that way, but they think different. Oh, you are a hero.
No more of a hero than the rest of the guys. I couldn't have done it without them backing me up. Besides, I was only out there 3 months. 8 months ago, I was working on my dad's farm over at Mound City. Why make this fuss over me?
Oh, but they want to, son. It's the one way they can express their gratitude for what you've done. They're planning a big parade, and I hear they're going to give you a big check.
But, ma'am, I didn't join the Marine Corps to get a handout.
We know that, but you wouldn't want to run out on those people. They want to see you.
Look, ma'am, I know how they feel, but I can't take any more of it.
Oh, you've had a reception before?
I've had 6 receptions, and I only landed 5 days ago. San Francisco, Oakland, Salt Lake, Omaha, Chicago, and the day before yesterday at the state capitol.
Oh, but isn't that rather wonderful?
Mayors, governors making speeches at a fellow like me. Pretty girls kiss me, and I'm a married man. I don't like it.
Oh, but a hero has to expect that.
Look, ma'am, I'm a farmer. I don't fit into this kind of stuff. I've been honorably discharged from the Marines. I'm just a civilian. Why can't I go home to my wife and folks?
Son, you know, I'm beginning to see your point of view.
Honestly, I just have to get home. Somebody else.
Now, don't get nervous.
If anybody sees me... Oh, wait, I'll duck into this closet.
Well, you don't have to duck. Yes, I'm coming. Oh, hello, Mr. Anderson.
Has Cronin been here yet?
Yes, he just left a few minutes ago. He's on his way to the reception they're having for Carmichael Scott.
Oh, darn it. I'm trying to catch Cronin. There isn't going to be a reception. Scott didn't arrive. Everything's going to be called off.
Oh, can't you wait, Mr. Anderson? Maybe he's just been delayed.
He couldn't be delayed. He left the state capitol yesterday on a bus. That bus got here at 6:50 this morning. Scott wasn't on it. All Hades has broken loose.
Yes, but Mr. Anderson...
Anyway, the reception's off. I've got to find Cronin. I'll see you some other time, Charlotte. Goodbye.
But Mr. Anderson... Mike. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Well, you'd better get down to the city hall as fast as you can and do some explaining before everything is called off.
Do some explaining? How can I?
Well, just tell people the truth.
How can I tell them I planned to duck the reception, how I dodged the folks over at the state capitol and only pretended to get on the bus and then hopped on the train just so I could get home?
No, I see that wouldn't do. They wouldn't quite understand.
Well, if I'd only got out of town last night.
Yes, well, running away wouldn't have solved it, Mike. You have a responsibility. Only you can straighten this thing out.
I can't now with the whole reception called off.
Now, wait a minute. You get started to the city hall. I'll call Mr. Anderson and tell him to hold everything. You've been delayed. I'll phone him right now. Lakeview 0300.
Dingwood, are you sure you can fix this?
Nothing could be simpler. Nobody but the officials know you're missing.
Extra, If you had only one friend in the world, but one who remembered during each year the special occasions important to you, if you had that one unfailing friendship, you would be far richer than a man with scores of less thoughtful friends. It takes so little effort to remember those who are dear to us, to send a card assuring our friends that they're in our thoughts. This very week, why not make your selection of fine Hallmark cards distinguished for their tastefulness, their originality? Your Hallmark dealer has cards for every occasion. Perhaps you'll want to remember someone's birthday with a heartwarming message, or perhaps with a clever, humorous card. You may want a distinctive card to congratulate a newly married couple, friends on their anniversaries, or the proud parents of a new baby. And if someone you know is ill, you can send a get-well card as gay as a basket of spring flowers. There's always a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say and the way you want to say it. So make your choice at your dealer's this week. Hallmark cards are on display at America's finest stores. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And so, back to our story. Darla thought she'd keep Mike Scott at the house for a few hours until things quieted down. Well, it's now 5 p.m. of the same day, and in the hallway of the Barton Hall. Oh, why didn't I go through with that reception? Things are getting worse all the time. There's another ex.
Now, wait. Oh, Robert! If you can't explain your disappearance this morning, you certainly can't do it now.
You calling me, Aunt Charlotte?
Yes, dear. A newsboy just passed the house. Here's some change. Run after him, will you, and get a copy of that extra?
Okay, Charlotte.
Well, if I only had a car, I could drive home, make a dash for it.
The whole street's searching for you. Somebody would recognize you on the road immediately.
I suppose so, especially if I stop the gas.
You probably wouldn't get the gas. It isn't like the old days when a woman could buy a gallon of gasoline just to clean her gloves and have enough left over to blow up the kitchen.
He's getting what I've got to do. Something.
You've got to stay right here until we can find some way out of it. I'll think of a way.
Ma'am, you've been saying the same thing all afternoon. It's starting to have a kind of a hollow sound.
Well, that's because I haven't had my supper yet.
I got the paper. It's about some rain that sniffles. Where are we at, Mr. Scott?
Well,
Mr. Scott knows about it, Robert.
Yeah? How do you know about it, Mr. Scott?
Well, the fact is...
Well, when anything happens, they always tell it to the Marines.
Gee, it must be swell to be a Marine, especially this one. It says here, for distinguished and gallant action beyond the call of duty. What's that mean?
Well, please, Robert, give me the paper and run along. I'll explain some other time.
Just a second, Aunt Charlotte. I want to see the pictures on page 3.
Robert, give me the paper.
Hey, Mr. Scott, this is you. You're the hero.
Well, Robert.
Hey, Mr. Scott, I bet you're strong. Let me feel your muscle, will you? Let me feel your muscle.
Hey, there's somebody at the door.
Anybody home?
That's Mr. Anderson. He works for a newspaper. Oh, boy, when we find out you're here.
Robert, don't tell him yet, dear. We're saving it for a surprise. Now, run along upstairs. Now, shush you, baby, shush you.
Okay, but I still want to feel his muscles.
Where is everybody?
The closet. Don't open the door till I get in there.
Oh, all right, I'm coming.
How are you, Charlotte? May I come in?
Yes, indeed, Mr. Anderson. And don't think you're not welcome, because you aren't.
Have you seen the dispatch this afternoon?
Yes. But aren't you overdoing it a little?
What do you mean? Oh, Carmichael Scott. Why, this is the greatest story in years. And the dispatch scooped the nation. They're talking about making me managing editor.
Well, how do you know that Mike Scott hasn't, simply gone home?
Oh, I'm way ahead of you, Charlotte. I checked with his wife and parents over at Mound City. He's not there.
Has it ever occurred to you that he might be modest? That he might not like publicity?
Oh, now, don't be ridiculous. Nobody with any brains would let a thing like this start because he hated publicity.
Why not?
Why not? Because his standing in the community would be ruined for life. Well, you can't make fools out of the public and get away with it. Oh, say, I dropped in to get my umbrella.
Yeah, well, you didn't leave your umbrella here.
No, but Cronin did. I lent it to him, and he says he left it in your hall closet.
Yes.
Now, I'll just have a look.
Oh, but you can't do that, Mr. Anderson.
Why not?
I mean, what do you want to bother with an umbrella now for?
Well, puzzled because it looks like rain.
What looks like rain?
Huh? Well, it looks like rain.
What is it?
I don't follow you.
I know. Nobody ever does.
What are you getting at? I said, it looks like rain. Now, what's wrong with that?
Well, when I went to school, a pronoun was a word that stood for a noun. Yeah. It is a pronoun. It must stand for something.
Well, sure, of course. Well, in this case, it stands for rain.
Then when you say it looks like rain, you mean...
Rain looks like rain.
Well, how can you say rain looks like rain when there isn't any rain to look at?
All right! I'll have to discuss it with you some other time, Charlotte. Goodbye. I almost forgot my umbrella.
But, Mr. Anderson...
I'll just look in the closet there.
But wait a second.
Sure it'll be there.
Hello? Oh, the call's for you, Mr. Anderson.
Oh, okay. Hello, this is Anderson. Yes, I see. Well, hold everything. I'll be at my office in 5 minutes. Oh, great news, Charlotte. They've got a definite lead on Mike Scott.
Good heavens, you mean they know that he's right here? What kind of a lead?
They found out that Scott disappeared before he left the state capitol. He never got on the bus. The police think it's kidnapping. This is a case for the FBI.
Coming right down. I'll attend to it.
Are you taking me to Sunday school, Aunt Charlotte?
Of course I am. Now you run in the living room and play, and I'll call you when it's time.
Gun ho! I'm a Marine.
Oh, it's you, boy.
Yes. It certainly takes you a long time, Charlotte, to get this door open.
Yes. What would you do if there was a fire?
I wouldn't go to it.
I mean...
Well, come on in for a minute, boys. Now, I've got a lot to do this morning.
Yes, I know what distractions are, Miss Greenwood. For instance, the people in the apartment above me, they're always making a noise. I can't even read.
Oh, can't you, Carl?
No.
I could read when I was 6 years old.
Now, you and that... You know, in fact, by the time I finished high school, I could read Latin and Greek. And guess what I read when I finished college?
The help wanted ad.
Yeah.
No!
Now, boys, now, no bickering now. I think you're very brilliant. Yeah. Every day you know more and more.
Uh-huh.
About less and less. Uh-huh. And pretty soon you'll know everything.
Uh-huh.
About nothing.
Oh.
Now, Judge,
yes?
If you had some business to discuss with me, couldn't we put it off until tomorrow? Today is Sunday.
Well, it can wait, but while I'm here, I'd like to convince Anderson I did leave his umbrella in that closet. And if he'd looked there last night, he'd have found it.
Well, I had other things on my mind. When a Marine Corps hero is kidnapped right in our very midst...
Well, whoever's holding him will pay dearly. Yeah.
Whoever is.
Yes.
Will? Oh, you really think so?
Oh, do I think so? It'll mean prison for life.
Oh, I wonder if I'd better phone for about reservations.
And what's more, I... pardon me, Charlotte. Did I interrupt your sentence?
No, I haven't started it yet.
What's more, because of all this, Scott's parents have lost their farm.
Oh, are you really serious? How could that have happened?
A mortgage. The deadline was midnight last night.
Or, to be exact, 1 minute after midnight.
Oh, dreadful.
Yeah, Scott's parents hadn't written to him about it. They thought he had enough to worry about, but a number of us here in Lakeview did know it.
Mm-hmm. And the Merchants Association raised the money.
Yeah.
Cronin himself would have handed Mike the check yesterday.
Yes, I have it right in my pocket here, the papers and everything. All that was needed was Scott's signature, but... Oh, well, it's too late now.
Say, do you know what? The dispatch has got to run a human interest story about that. I'll call the office right now. Lakeview, 0300.
Oh, if I'd only known.
Oh, I've got a real Marine Corps hat.
Oh, yeah.
Robert. This is Anderson. Let me talk to Spencer.
See, Mr. Anderson?
I'll wait.
Robert, you'd better...
A Marine Corps hat.
Oh, yes, I see.
It was to Mike Scott.
No, you don't say.
It's Mike Scott!
What's that?
He's upstairs. And this is Scott, too.
Hello, Spencer. Hold the line.
Robert, please, will you go in the living room now?
Charlotte, what is all this? What is Scott doing in this house?
Yes, and Mrs. Scott. Yeah. Well, with all the excitement going on, Mike couldn't leave last night, so I brought Mrs. Scott here.
Oh, agreed. Hello, Spencer. Now get this. Dispatch finds Mike Scott. No, I'm not dreaming.
But look, why did he come here in the first place? I brought him here. I can explain the whole thing.
Spencer, get this. While the police were frantically engaged in a statewide search, the dispatch located the missing war hero.
Yes, sir, I tell you, it's true.
You mean Scott let the whole state be turned upside down? What was he thinking of?
Of the fact that his wife was about to have a baby.
Well, I did... A baby?
Hey, what's that, Spencer?
Oh, it arrived early this morning.
No, I'm sitting right here.
Weighing 8 pounds, it's a beautiful baby with blue eyes.
Weighing 8 pounds, beautiful baby with... No, wait a minute.
Oh, she's a
lovely girl.
She's a lovely girl. No, she hasn't got a friend. Hold the line. No. Look, wait, Spencer. Hang up and I'll call you later.
Charlotte, what are you talking about?
My Scott. He's just become a father.
Become whose father? His baby's father. Huh? That's why he didn't show up for the reception.
Baby? Well, this is terrific. Quick, what's his name?
Well, we don't know yet. We can't understand a word it says.
No, Charlotte. I mean, is it going to stay here?
I think so. Anyhow, it has all its things off.
Charlotte, will you please stop kidding?
Oh, if we had only known Scott was here. If we could only have obtained his signature. Why, we could have saved the farm.
Wait a minute, Judge. Isn't Sunday a legal holiday?
Yes, but what's that got to do with it? The mortgage had to be cleared by 1:01 last night, or else...
Judge,
yeah?
1:12 last night makes it today. Sunday, a legal holiday, so we have until tomorrow.
Why, bless my soul, why didn't I think of that? That's absolutely right. We still have time.
Well, then everything is settled.
Boy, this is the greatest news break in 10 years. Oh, wait till our extra hits the streets. Mike Scott has baby.
Mr. Anderson, don't exaggerate. Not even a Marine can do that.
Greenwood will be back in a moment. Meanwhile, I want to remind you again, the next time you buy a card for any occasion, look on the back for the identifying words, a Hallmark card. H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K. A Hallmark card. Like sterling on silver, those three words are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Yes, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now, Charlotte Greenwood.
Friends, where in all our language is there a word that encompasses so much as that tiny word, home? It stands for sympathy, friendship, love, refuge, understanding, and meanings which no dictionary, but only the heart, may define. And when you at home write to someone, you really transmit something of all those qualities. So write often about the family or friends or familiar places or the neighborhood and send your letters V-mail. To that lonely boy half the world away, they're much more than mere letters. They're a little bit of home itself. At the very same time, this is Charlotte Greenwood saying,
so long, friends, until we meet again. So long, neighbor, till next Sunday, I'll just say, so long.
So long.
Appeared with the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, came to you from Hollywood. This is Wendell Niles speaking. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.